God tonight in the Word of the Lord. And all you're doing, we ask you to give free course to Brother Corey to preach tonight. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Can you say amen? Certainly appreciate God and His blessings and the wonderful presence of the Lord that we've been made to feel here tonight. And the youth service, just absolutely wonderful. And the presence of God, rich and real. And boy, I tell you, I don't want to go to those churches where they don't have music. I don't want to go where they don't have worship. But I want to be able to magnify the Lord and lift Him up and rejoice in what He has done in our lives. And so I'm very thankful to be here tonight. I want to say thank you to Brother Rusty and the church here for allowing us the honor to be with you. And we appreciate you coming and being with us and helping us to have church and just try to hear from God and to get a hold of God and just have a move of the Spirit of the Lord. And so thank you for all the food's been wonderful. Preaching's been outstanding, and we're looking for God to move in this service tonight. Amen. I want to look to the book of Luke, chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23, and then I also would like to turn to Isaiah chapter number 5. Luke 23, verse number 38. I do want to say this. I know you're not supposed to waste a lot of time with an introduction, but I want to let all these preacher brothers know that's here in the house of the Lord. I appreciate you very much. And I looked across through here, and most everybody here I know, and they've been good to me and my family, and I want you to know we appreciate your kind friendship and what you mean to us. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verse number 38, and the superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 5, verse 14. Isaiah chapter number 5, verse number 14. Therefore hail hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth. In Luke 23, they were at the cross, standing on the cross at the mouth of hell. I want to preach tonight on there is a cross at the mouth of hell. There is a cross at the mouth of hell. Our Heavenly Father, Your word said that it is a worthy saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Lord, You said You left the 99 and You went after that one that was lost. I pray, God, that You would allow the Holy Ghost to come to us tonight. I pray, God, that You would stir the saints of God's heart as we endeavor to preach Your word, God, to pray and to seek Your face until somebody walks the aisle tonight, until somebody gives their heart to You. We'll give You the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' lovely name. And the church said amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There is a cross at the mouth of hell. I was praying about this some time ago and trying to get together on what to preach at this meeting, and I felt as if the Lord had laid this on my heart. I felt like that God would deal with somebody in this service, maybe even tonight. Amen. Somebody who is at the brink of hell. Somebody who is on their way to hell. Somebody who's lost. Somebody who's undone. Somebody that's backslid. Somebody that's playing church. Somebody who's away from God. Amen. That somebody in this place tonight could see, like this one thief saw. Amen. That there was a blockade in front of him. There was something trying to stop him from going to hell. Amen. I would say before I get started tonight, amen, that God will do everything he can to keep you from the gates of hell. God will do everything he can to keep you, amen, out of the corridors of the damned. I was listening at Claude Ely preach, and he was preaching on roadblocks on the road to hell. Amen. He was trying to reach somebody that was lost. I couldn't hear the CD like I'd really like to and understand everything, amen, that he was saying, amen. But as that man of God preached, I got to feeling the burden, amen, that them old timers preached, amen, on hell, amen. And they warned people, it's an awful place and you don't have to go, amen, because there is a cross at the mouth of hell. I begin to read and study a little bit. There, I found that there's 13 places on the face of the earth that they consider to be the mouth of hell. I'm only going to name a few of them. One of them is Mount Hekla. It is in Iceland. It's a volcano. It's known as the eternal prison of Judas. Amen. Every Easter, witches gather together at the mouth of that volcano that they call the mouth of hell. Amen. Then they claim that they meet with the devil himself. Amen. It's known as the mouth of hell. Amen. There is Pluto's gate. Amen. The plutonium, as they call it, in Denizli province of Turkey. It's known as, amen, the plutonium, where toxic flumes drift out of the tunnels from beneath it. Any animal that passes by, amen, falls over dead suddenly. Amen. Because of the toxic that comes forth from the ground. Amen. There is those birds that fly over. Amen. They don't get no further past it than they plunge to the ground. And those that know where the plutonium is, amen, point to it and says, don't go there. It's sudden death. It's known as the mouth of hell. In Hellam Township, Pennsylvania, amen, there is on Trout Run Road, amen, 7 gates known as the gates of hell. Or a doctor who was a Satanist, he designed a series of strange gates, amen, for the, which wind through a path that go deeper and deeper into the forest. It is said that those who pass through the gates in the correct order will wind up in the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a flaming door to hell in Derwies, Turkmenistan. Amen. It is 226 feet in diameter. It is 98 feet deep. Amen. It is a hole in the ground. Amen. As big as a football field that burns with flames continually. Amen. It imploded some time ago and has been on fire ever since. Amen. Passersby point to it and they say those flames are the mouth of hell. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know tonight, amen, the place at the mouth of hell is going to be the place that you die. Amen. Wherever that may be. Amen. There is no place on the face of the earth that you can enter into the corridors, amen, of the damned. Amen. However, wherever it is that you pass from this life unto the next will be the place of the mouth of hell for those who are not covered in that blood that Brother Rogers preached about today. Amen. Amen. However, in Nicaragua, there's a place called Masaya. And in Masaya, Nicaragua, there's a volcano. That volcano is known as the mouth of hell. In the 1500s, there was a priest who was there. He had settled there. Amen. And they had superstitions about the mouth of hell. Amen. And that man had such a burden that he climbed to the top of the volcano. Amen. When he came to the mouth of the volcano, amen, he had carried a cross to the top and drove it in the ground. Amen. He drove it down in the ground and turned around and walked away as if to say, amen, I want the whole world to know that yes, there is a hell, but before you go, you gotta go by the cross. Amen. Before you go, I want to let you know there's a cross at the mouth of hell. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell somebody in this place tonight that's on their way, amen, to the devil's hell, amen, that there's a cross. I said there's a cross, amen, standing in front of you. There's a message, amen, that's coming from the pulpit tonight, amen, to let you know you don't have to die lost and go to hell.
I was preaching for Brother J.J. Stevens. And Brother J.J. Stevens, in January, he said, Corey, he said, he didn't know what I was working on. He said, Corey, he said, man, me and my dad was at Wendy's one night. He said, we got to talking to a guy. He said the guy had a big tattoo, amen, right on his forehead. It was a satanic emblem. Come to find out, he was a sorcerer. But they got to preaching to him about the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, I don't know nothing about a cross. Amen. They give him a Bible. He said, this is what they said. They said when they put the Bible in his hand, he tried to shove it back to him. He said, take it! Take it! It's burning my hand! It's burning my hand! Amen. Brother J.J. got it back. When he got it back, he realized then the man was devil possessed. Amen. They prayed with that man. Amen. They talked to that man. Finally, they cast the devil out of that man. Amen. And when they did, amen, he said, can I see that Bible again? Amen. He said, yeah. He took that word of God in his hand, Brother John. Amen. And he pulled it to his chest. And he said, oh, this is what I needed all the time. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. What that man, what JJ didn't know was, he said, preacher, he said, I want to tell you something. He said, you didn't know it. He said, but the devil, amen, had pushed me until I was ready to die. And he said, I came to this restaurant to eat my last meal, and I was going to commit suicide. Amen. But God said, hang on, man. There's got to be a cross in your way. Amen. There's a cross at the mouth of hell. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. Amen. To tell somebody, you ain't got to die lost and go to hell.
Hey, amen. You are going to experience one of two deaths, as it is appointed unto men once to die. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Brothers, y'all love me. You know I wouldn't hurt you, don't you? Would y'all mind move right here? Please, I don't mean that mean. I don't mean that mean. It's appointed unto men once to die. Oh God. But after that is the judgment. Hey, amen. Everyone is going to face the appointment of death. Amen. But we have a choice. I said we have a choice on how we die. Now there was a difference in their lives. The difference was one of them had a sincere repentance. Amen. He said, Lord, remember me.
Oh God, remember me. I know I'm dying. I know I'm lost. And I need you to remember me. And Jesus said, today you're going to be with me. Just hang on. Hallelujah. But the other one, he did not have a sincere repentance. He had a sarcastic rejection. He said, if thou be the Christ, save yourself and us. Oh, come on now. Amen. Sarcastic toward the gospel. Amen. I got to ask you here tonight, what is your attitude been toward the gospel? What is your attitude been toward the cross? What is your attitude been toward your church? How about you, young person, when your man of God gets up and preaches the word of God, amen, and you cast him in your teeth and you don't pay any attention, amen, to what God is saying? I want you to know there is no worse way to reject the cross, amen, than dismissing the word of God. There was a difference in their lives, but there was also a difference in their deaths. One prayed to the Savior and he found paradise. He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He prayed to the Savior and he found paradise, but one played with his soul and he fell into the pit. Oh God, I fear tonight. I am afraid as I wept and cried. Amen. And I couldn't control myself. Oh, I know. I've already fought the devil over this. I don't want to have to fight you. The devil said, preacher, amen, you preach it, but they're just going to call you unlearned. Amen. A rookie. They're just going to talk about you. Amen. And criticize you. Amen. And I said, well, devil, if they going to do that, it don't matter what I preach anyway. I'm going to reach the lost. Hallelujah. Hey. Amen. Oh, I don't want to play with my soul. Amen. I said, I don't want to play with my soul and go to hell. Brother Joseph Future, I was preaching in a small village in the United States of America. And I preached that night. Oh God. I preached on the cross. I preached on getting saved. And that man prayed. He prayed that night. But I knew him. He didn't pray through. He met me on the porch that night. I loved that guy. A good guy. Hey, amen. But he had something that held him. And he met me on the porch. Tears. He said, preacher. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, you are my favorite preacher. He said, I love you. And he said, I want you to know I appreciate you reaching for me. I didn't pray through tonight. He said, I want to. He said, but what's got a hold of me, I can't turn loose of. Oh God, I can't let it go. I said, come on, I'll go back in that church and I'll pray with you all night long. Whatever I gotta do, I'm willing to do it. Amen. He said, no. He said, my family's gotta go. I gotta get up early. I can't do it. I said, please go back. Please pray. I can't preach it. He said, but now remember, I love you and you're my favorite preacher. Oh God. Amen. The next morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, he was carrying his wife to work, let her out. Amen. Was headed back the other way. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, he wrecked his car and went out into eternity. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Amen. There was a cross in his way. Amen. There was a cross right at the mouth of hell. There was a man standing in front of him. It wasn't me. It was the bleeding, dying Savior. Amen. That led and died. He tried to stop him. And he's trying to stop you. I said, he's trying to stop you. Amen. You're in this building tonight. And you're lost. You're in this building tonight. And you are lost. Oh God. Oh God. Hey guys, listen to me now. If y'all want to call me a fanatic, it's all right. Amen. But there are souls in the balance. tonight. Hey, oh God, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You will experience one of two deaths, and you will enter one of two destinations. One man went to heaven, one man went to hell. Now, if you go to heaven, you'll find that there's the reward of heaven. We know that there are some things, amen, in heaven that we know of. We know there's walls of jasper. We know there's gates of pearl. We know there's streets of gold. We know there's 12 foundations with all manner of precious stones. Don't you want to go? Hey, don't you want to go? Hey, my God. Hey, amen. We know the city lies four square. We know it's 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles tall. We know that there's a river of life. Amen. It's clear as crystal. We know there's a tree of life, yields her fruit every month, and whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. Oh, hallelujah. There's no night there. There's no death. There's no sorrow. There's no pain. There's no more curse. Amen. No need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God does lighten that city, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and they shall see his face. Amen. You will inherit all things, and he shall be our God, and we shall be his sons. Don't you want to go? Amen. There is a glorious city. Amen. If you'll only repent. I said there is, amen, a tree of life. Amen. There is a tree of fruit. Amen. Of the tree whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. Amen. Yes, there is. Amen. If you'll only repent, you can have the reward of heaven. However, if you do not repent, you must face the reality of hell. You've got one of two destinations, the reward of heaven or the reality of hell. Amen. And you don't realize it, but you are making a choice tonight. You love us. I said you are making a choice tonight on where you're going. Oh, I wish I could get the church to help me pray. I wish the church would help me right here. Amen. There's some things we know about hell. Amen. Jesus mentioned heaven some 30 times, but he mentioned hell some 45 times. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Amen. Amen. There are some things you will have in hell. You need to hear this. Oh God. Amen. You will have senses if you go to hell. Yes, you will. The Bible said, let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwellings and among them, because they have no change. Therefore they fear not God. That word quick. Let them go down quick into hell. It means alive. Amen. If you go to hell, you ain't gonna go to hell and perish. You're gonna go to hell and live. Oh, I said you're gonna go to hell alive. Amen. And live. When we turn to Luke 16, you'll find that in hell, he lifted up his eyes. And so in hell, you're gonna be able to see. Amen. You'll be able to see the torment. You'll be able to see others who are tormented. You'll be able to see the sin that brought you to where you are. Amen. Because in hell, you will be able to see. You'll be able to touch. Amen. Because the Bible said, who being in torment, he could feel the flame. He could feel the fire. He was tormented day and night. Amen. Not only by the flames, times. Amen. But by his separation, God could not be failed. Amen. You're sitting here tonight. Amen. And I watched you while the Spirit of God was moving and you felt God. Hallelujah. But when you go to hell, you won't be able to feel what we're feeling. You won't be able to feel what we're feeling tonight. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. You'll be able to taste. Because he said, Lazarus, amen, send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in some water and cool my tongue. You'll be able to see and touch and taste, and you'll be able to hear. Amen. Because everything Abraham was saying, he heard it. Amen. He could hear as Abraham was talking. Amen. He wanted to go, but there was something between, a great gulf that was fixed between them. Oh God, I gotta tell you tonight, if you go to hell, you'll go to hell alive. Oh God. Oh, my nature is to push and get it high. It's my nature. Amen. But I feel the Holy Ghost, Brother Rusty. Oh God. You'll have senses, but you'll also have suffering. I must remind you tonight that if Jesus was preaching, the chances of him preaching on hell are stronger than they are for him to preach on heaven. Oh God, we lose sight when we've got all of the amenities at our fingertips. And anything we want, we get. And you forget that hell is a place of fire. Oh God, we say that we know it's a place of fire. However, we act and live in such a way that it is apparent we are unafraid of its torments. As a matter of fact, as I preach tonight, it bothers me that I can look across a group of people who just shouted and rejoiced. Amen. Having not known, amen, that the truth of the matter is every person in this building should go to hell. Oh, amen. It bothers me, amen, that it don't grip our heart anymore. Amen. And it don't move us like it ought to move us. Amen. God help us. Listen to the word of God. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Amen. Can you hear it? Can you hear it tonight? Hell is full of fire. I said hell is full of fire. Hey, God in heaven, I don't have the internet on my phone. Amen. So I got my wife, amen, to work with me. And I got to look it up on the internet. Amen. What's the worst death? What's the worst death you could die? Amen. All the time on the top of the list, amen, they said, we don't want to die by fire. Amen. Let us die any other way, but please don't let me burn. Please don't let me burn. Hey, where their worm dies not and the fire's not quenched. Amen. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It's better for thee to enter into the life, into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Listen to the last verse. For everyone shall be salted with fire. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare me. No, I'm preaching to you about a reality, a real place, a real thing, and a real going. If you don't get right with God, are you going to allow that frivolous thing, amen, to keep you out of heaven and put you in hell? Are you going to allow that one thing, amen, to keep you out of heaven and put you in fire? Oh God, tonight, that somebody, amen, could hear the Spirit drawing them out of the fire. Whosoever Whosoever shall say they're a fool shall be in danger of hellfire and death and hell. We're cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water. Cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. I'm tormented in this flame. Isaiah 33 said this, who among us? Oh, it bothers me when I look around and people not concerned that I'm preaching to the lost. Hey, my God. Oh, God. Hey, man. Brother Robert Miller. Hey, man. The Bible said, who among us is going to dwell with the everlasting burnings? Who among us is going to live and dwell in the everlasting fire? Hey, man. Who in this building tonight is going to leave this place and go to hell? Amen. Brother Bruce Johnson's my pastor. Amen. And I realize when I say what I'm about to say, you're going to think I got my message from him. Amen. But God was dealing with me. Amen. About it. And he preached on hell the last two times I heard him preach. Amen. You know why? Amen. Because he realized in his church, amen, people, amen, were not conscious of the place of the damned. Amen. He realized, oh God, who in this place tonight is going to hell? Who in this place tonight is on their way to hell? I was preaching revival, and I was preaching one night, and I was preaching on this text about the cross. I was preaching about making a decision and coming to Jesus. Oh, you'd think it would work. You would think it would pull people. I was preaching with all my heart. Man, there was a boy came in. I seen him. He came in. He's sitting in the back. I preached and he'd fidget, look around, find a baby to play with, turn his hat sideways, look around at everybody else. Oh, God. Amen. And I was preaching on the cross. I was preaching, come and get saved. Make a decision tonight. Amen. What that 13-year-old boy didn't know was he was going to get up out of that service where the cross stood tall. Amen. And the Savior's hands pled. Amen. He was going to get up out of that service. Amen. Go get drunk. Amen. And die lost in a car wreck that night. Oh God. Amen. My God in heaven tonight. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. If you go to hell after hearing this, it's going to be because you wouldn't hear the cross. It's going to be because you wouldn't heed the blood. It's going to be because you wouldn't hear the message. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, you ain't got to die lost and go to hell. Amen. There'll be senses, there'll be suffering, and there will be speaking. And I'll be coming to a close. I want somebody to come to the music. Amen. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell. Isaiah 14 said, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Hell was talking to those that was coming. Hell seen them coming. Hell seen them plunging. Amen. And hell got to talking to them and said, are you become weak like we were? Did you give in to the base desires of this life? Amen. Have you become like unto us? I wonder who in hell is talking to you tonight. Amen. Is it Judas? Amen. As he screams from the depths of hell and says, don't betray God. Don't do it. I wonder if it's Judas speaking to you. I wonder if it's Demas. I wonder if Demas is speaking to a young person tonight. I wonder if Demas is speaking to a mama tonight while you're on your way to hell. Amen. As Demas says, don't forsake the Lord for this present world. Amen. They ain't nothing in the world worth it. Amen. They ain't nothing in the world. Amen. That he can offer better than heaven. Amen. Don't come to hell. Oh, God, help me tonight. Amen. I want you to know it may be Ananias and Sapphira. You may be here tonight lying to the Holy Ghost, saying your holiness, saying you're saved, but you know down in your heart you're lost and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I wonder if it's Felix. I wonder if it's Felix talking. I will pray, preacher, but let me find a convenient season. Let me find a convenient time. When it's all right with me. Brother Frank Rogers was preaching this morning and he said, you ain't gonna be able to come when you want to. You gotta come when God deals with you. Amen. Is it Lot's wife talking to you? Is it the five foolish virgins talking to you? Amen. That says, keep your lamp burning. We let our fire go out. We let our relationship go out. Is it Herod the Great as he talks to you? And says, we took the glory from God. We wanted to be the king. We wanted to be number one. We built our own kingdoms. We done our own thing. Amen. Who is it talking to you tonight? Oh my God. Oh God. I'm afraid there's somebody in this building on their way to hell. I'm afraid there's somebody in this house tonight, amen, on their way to hell. Esau sought repentance with tears. Do you know why he went to hell? He went to hell because something happened that made him bitter, and he couldn't get over it. Oh God. Oh God. Something happened in his life, and it cut him. It cut him. How many in this building, you've been hurt? If you've been saved any length of time, there's something happened that's hurt you. My God, you can't allow the hurt to drag you to hell. Yeah, but preacher, you don't know. Yes, I do. I know it's the devil and he's put this in your life and caused you to get bitter. Amen. And now you're out with God. Amen. Now you're out with everybody else. Amen. Now, amen. Nobody done anything right anyway. And, amen. I'm against all those preachers and all those saints who get up there and carry on. Amen. And you know why? Amen. Because you got hurt. Amen. And like Esau, you're going to plunge into hell because you're bitter. Amen, because something happened. Oh God, I'm afraid it's happening tonight. I'm afraid it's happening tonight. Oh, I'm afraid tonight. Amen, that there's people here. Amen, who are going to plunge into the depths of hell. Amen, come on here. If you don't get right with God, you've only got one opportunity. Amen, you've only got one alternative rather. Amen, and that is hell. Oh, hallelujah. If you don't get the blood covering your life, amen, the only alternative you have is to die lost. Oh, hallelujah. The only opportunity you have is to go to hell. Amen. And so tonight, amen, yes, yes, you will. You will encounter. I said you will encounter, amen, some decisions. Amen. Are you going to one of the two of the destinations? Amen. Yes, you are. Amen. But before you go, you've got to make a decision. You've got to encounter one of two decisions tonight. tonight. I'm either going to get up and walk out, or I'm going to get up and walk to that altar. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, my God in heaven, I want to preach to you. Amen. Before you get up and walk out, there's a cross in your way. I said, before you get up and go to hell, amen, there's a cross. There's a message for you. Amen. God can turn it around. Amen. God can restore your home. Amen. God can restore your life if you'll come to an altar. If you'll give it to God. Amen. Don't leave without coming to the cross.
Brother Nathan Snow preached revival for Brother Bruce. I happened to be there. We went out one night to eat or whatever we done. And we was over in Gadsden. 4th of July, I believe it was. And he was going to shoot the fireworks over the river. Oh, Brother Nathan, we got to talking right there. And he invited me to come and preach in a meeting in Panama. We just got to talking. I don't know how it came up, but he said, Brother Corey, he said, when I went over there, he said, I encountered a lady who was 85 years old and said she had been waiting. I came preaching. I preached on the Trinity. And she said, oh, we've been praying for 10 years you'd come. Hallelujah. Said they came through here preaching on one Jesus. And that was it. No Trinity. And said we cast him out and wouldn't let him come to our village. Said, and so since that time we've been praying for the man that preaches on the Trinity. Hallelujah. So Nathan came through there. Amen. Preaching. And come to find out, when that 85-year-old woman was 75 years old. Amen. A Kuna Indian. Amen. She had all she could take of life. 75 years old. Amen. I can't fathom that. But she had all she could take of life. She had grabbed her a rope. Amen. And then got that rope and started heading out to the wilderness. She walked and cried and walked and cried. Amen. Till finally she found the tree that she wanted. Amen. She looked up that tree, getting ready to climb up and hang her rope. Amen. Gonna kill herself. Amen. But when she looked up, Brother Johnson, amen, she seen that tree only had two limbs. Amen. True story. One limb went to the left. One limb went to the right. Hallelujah. And a voice came from heaven and said, you don't have to die. You don't have to hang yourself. I've already hung for you. And that Kuna Indian found out that there was a cross at the mouth of hell. I want to preach to somebody tonight. Amen. I tell you, there's a cross. I said, there's a cross. There's forgiveness for your sin in this place tonight. Amen. Are you here tonight? I want to tell you, there is forgiveness. There is a cross. There's the blood. I said, there's the blood that can forgive and cleanse your sin. Oh, God. Stand with me. Stand with me. Stand with me. Here tonight, God's made a way for you to pray. I want you to come right now. Right now. Right now. Move. Move right now. Right now. Right now. You're on your way to hell, sir. Ma'am, you're going to hell. Please move. Move. Move right now. God can put it back together. God can change it. Here comes one right here. Amen. Somebody else right now. I want you to move. I want you to move. I want you to move right now. Amen. God's made a way for you to come to the cross. Amen. God's made a way. There's been prayer made. Amen. There's been people calling on God for your soul right now in Jesus' name. I want you to move. I want you to step out. I want you to come to this altar. My God, my God, my God. I want you to move right now. Oh God, don't let bitterness carry you to hell. Don't let those hurt feelings, don't let those bad feelings take you down to the sides of the pit. I want you to come. I want you to come. I want you to move. Amen. The Lord's are reaching for you tonight. Heaven's real and hell is too. Amen. God's wanting you to move tonight. God's wanting you to move.
move out. God's wanting you to come to an altar. God's wanting you to give your heart to God. Let Him put it back together. Let Him fix everything. Let Him turn it around. Amen. The blood. I said the blood can change everything. I said the blood. Hey, some of you right here tonight. Amen. Some of us praying. Amen. There's things in your life that you've been battling with. And you know it's pulling on you. You know it's driving you. You know it's pushing you. Amen. Why don't you pray through? Amen. We could have a glorious altar service right here tonight if there was some folks, amen, that would pray all the way through. Oh, come on here. Come on here. Don't die lost. Don't go to hell. Don't die lost.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, la, 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 la. Oh, la, 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 la,